the race yesterday. A good, relatively good day for the action compared to the last couple of days, couple of years, and I suppose that helped the fact that so many completed the course.
Yeah, it was a good day for it, all right. Weather conditions were very favourable, a bit cold in the morning time, but then it settled down to a very nice day and a lovely night with approximately 62 finishers out of 87 starters.
Yeah, that's a very high number considering maybe the way other years panned out, but perhaps the weather one factor, but maybe the preparation when people realised what was required would be a factor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people now on our third year, I think they realise that this is a serious undertaking and that you need to put the training in. A lot of people are much better prepared than they were in the previous 2 years, so that is starting to show through now with people, more and more people finishing the event.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's turn our attention to the winner, a Polish guy living in Kildare.
Yeah, Mariusz Olejniczek had a great event, finished in 15 hours and 1 minute, 45 seconds, which is a course record. Phenomenal run from him. I was talking to him in Derry at the final transition, and he was super relaxed. I'd say he could even have went faster if he had to, you know.
Yeah, so no fatigue as such?
No much fatigue. Was talking to him this morning again. He's in good shape, you know, compared to some of the other ones. And with some great runs too from some local fellas, Martin Lynch from Remelton, 15:41, and Peter O'Donnell from Kilmacrenan finished fifth in 16:11. So some good results from some local athletes as well.
And obviously they put in the big preparation that was required. But were you speaking to Mariusz? You know, what other events has he competed in that would be similar?
Mariusz would be do Ironman. He would have taken part in Kona in Hawaii, the Ironman. He's a kind of an all-rounder triathlete. You know, he's a phenomenal athlete. You know, so he's loads of experience.
But a good local representation, and as you say, better prepared maybe than other years.
Yeah, I think so. I think people now are really getting prepared for this. They're putting in maybe 8 months up to a year training for it. You know, so the local, and I think it was 18 local athletes on the day. So that's a big turnout from Donegal, which is great to see. Good for the county. Gets a great interest. Into the county for this type of multi event, you know, so it's good to see.
And the race, I suppose one would say, going from strength to strength, based on the fact that of the numbers competing.
Yeah, the first year we started off at 44, I think, then 67 last year, and now 87 starters this year. So, you know, it's growing steadily. Don't know how many more we could really handle. Possibly up to 100, I would say, comfortably. After that, the logistics of it may get a bit tricky, so because it's so widespread and you have to move kayaks, bikes, boxes to transition. So it's quite a logistical undertaking, you know.
How important is the race to Donegal athletes? And I'm calling all types of athletes because of the different disciplines that are involved in the length of the race. How important is it to put Donegal on the map from a national and indeed international point of view?
Yeah, well, the race is fast becoming one of the top events of this type in the world. It's been voted on one of the top 10 endurance events in the world, so that's great for us in Donegal. I mean, we bring in a lot of people. There was probably we had 87 starters, but possibly out of that, from that, there was maybe 200-300 people supporters. So it's great to see that coming into the county. This is good for our local athletes, cyclists, runners, kayakers. You know, it's a great to be able to take part in something, I guess, and push yourself to the limit, you know.
And charity winning out as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Self-Help Africa Garda, yeah, the charity does well out of this. Well, it's more for raising awareness, really, for them. There's a lot of expense with running an event like this, but it's good for the charity to get a lot of exposure, and it's good for Donegal as well because they're getting a lot of exposure too. So, you know, it's all right. It benefits everybody, this type of thing, you know. It's good for everyone, and it's great to see the charity getting their profile raised as well.
Sean, well done. Yourself and many, I'm sure, in the background helping out.
Yeah, lots of help. We had possibly around 130 to 150 volunteers. Michael Murphy Sports took a section. Letterkenny Bike took a section. There's loads of people that I could go on thanking people, our own staff at the centre who put in a lot of work, and I'd just like to say a big congratulations to John Boyce, one of the instructors at the centre who finished the race last night on 23 hours. So well done to John as well.